Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Rivai, and I'll accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first headlines. President Joko Widodo distributes 2,000 land certificates in Manado. Sales congratulates the success of general elections 2019 in Indonesia. Those are the lines now, the news in detail, I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo distributed 2,000 land certificates to local inhabitants of North Sulawesi on Thursday. He was happy to hear that the administrative costs of these certificates were borne by the North Sulawesi provincial government. The 2,000 certificates are for land plots located in 11 districts and municipalities. The president said the country should provide 126 million certificates to the people. In 2015, however, only 46 certificates were issued, meaning that some 80 million plots of land had no certificates. If only 500,000 certificates were issued annually, it would take 160 years to issue all remaining certificates. Therefore, the government had to decide to launch a program to accelerate the issuance of land certificates to the public. The land certificates were free of charge as the issuance fee at ₹300,000 per certificate was paid by funds allocated in the province regional budget, North Sulawesi Governor Oli Dondo Kambe said. President Joko Widodo has said that North Sulawesi should have four-star rated tourism facilities for the convenience of tourists. He said this during his visit to a small and medium-scale tourism location known as the Window of Indonesia in Sulawesi on Thursday. President Jokowi, in a working visit to North Sulawesi from July 4 to 5, checked the Tanjung Pulisan Likupang and Bitung Special Economic Zones. The two special economic zones are expected to support the tourism industry in the province. The tourism industry in North Sulawesi has potential and could help boost the local economy. The president instructed Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono to fix and improve the various facilities such as the local airport's runway and roads to boost the tourism industry there. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have signed a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in digital economy. The MOU was signed by Indonesian Communication and Informatics Minister Rudiantara and Saudi Minister of Communication and Information Technology Abdullah Aswaha in Riyadh. Rudiantara said in a press statement on Thursday that they were committed to making this cooperation not just an MOU or a memorandum of understanding, but also a memorandum of action. In digital economy field, Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have the potential to establish cooperation in Umrah or Minor Hajj digital enterprise, as many Indonesian Muslims are eager to go to Saudi for Umrah. Umrah Digital Enterprise is believed will be able to address problems concerning the Umrah departure process. The Communication and Informatics Ministry will invite two Indonesian unicorns, Tokopedia and Traveloka, to run the Umrah Digital Enterprise. Indonesia held a simultaneous presidential and vice presidential and legislative elections in April this year. Even General Election Commission KPU has stipulated the result of presidential and vice presidential election. Regarding with the success of democratic festivity, Ambassador of Seychelles to Indonesia, Nico Barito, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday, congratulated the elect President Joko Widodo and Vice President Maruf Amin in the general elections 2019.
Firstly, I would like to congratulate President Jokowi and Vice President Maruf Amin for their winning in the 2019 elections. And as a small island country, we adopt democracy. But of course, we don't have as much party as Indonesia. But I am totally compliments and congratulate Indonesia as the role model of one of the first country in the world, I think, with doing such a simultaneous elections. You know, so this is something that we really need to learn.
Ambassador Nico Barito also explained that as an archipelagic country, Seychelles has also local government and local parties. Therefore, Seychelles needs to really learn from Indonesia how it runs its governance and democracy. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Embassy to Russia and the Republic of Belarus held the Food Indonesia Festival in Moscow under the theme Visit Wonderful Indonesia, Enjoy Our Tropical Paradise. In a press conference at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Thursday, the Indonesian Ambassador to Russia, Muhammad Wahid Supriyadi, explained why the theme was taken at the Indonesia Festival this year. So this year's theme is Visit Wonderful Indonesia, Enjoy Our Tropical Paradise. Why do we mention tropical paradise? This is to bring Russian tourists into seeing other destinations. In fact, I have conveyed several times that in a survey conducted by Leisure Magazine in 2018, from 10 most beautiful places in the world, number 1, 2, 3 are in Indonesia, and number 1 is not Bali, number 1 is Java, number 2 Bali, number 3 Lombok. So now, event organizer, which has been handling us, is always invited to Yogyakarta, Borobudur, and this Japanese beauty. Muhammad Wahid Supriyadi added that last year's Indonesia Festival attracted 135,000 Russians. The Food Indonesia Festival coincides with the 70th anniversary of Indonesia-Russia relations, which are expected to attract more Russian citizens to Indonesia. The festival, which will begin with a business forum on August 1st, is an event to promote trade, investment, tourism, and integrated cultural arts as part of Indonesia's economic diplomacy to Russia. The festival is held from August the 2nd to the 4th. Secretary of the Economic Affairs Attaché of the Iranian Embassy to Indonesia, Muhammad Hassan Tafakoli, said that the Aceh province had a great opportunity to export palm oil directly to Iran without any intermediaries. Muhammad Hassan Tafakoli, during a visit to Aceh and met with the management of the Aceh Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Banda Aceh on Thursday, confessing this was his first visit in Aceh. He was very happy and wanted to witness firsthand the capacity and potential in Aceh, but from customs and close acquaintance with the people of Aceh. The authorities in Palangkaraya have been striving to halt the recurrence of bush and forest fires in the central Kalimantan province capital city amid the dry season. While the city's health workers are also preparing to help the residents affected by smoke. Acting head of the Palangkaraya Health Office, Anjar Hari Purnomo, said on Thursday that at present, none of the city's residents are suffering from health problems due to the impact of the smoke. Over these past few days, bush and forest fires have been spotted in certain areas around the city. On July the 2nd, a thin cloud of smoke blanketed the city's sky. Purnomo said his office has taken precautionary measures to anticipate unexpected eventualities by ensuring the readiness of health centers and the availability of medicines. As part of their precautionary measures, health workers recently distributed face masks to the city's firefighters. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's commentary is on mission in Gibraltar.
an Iranian tanker, Grace 1, has been detained by the British military in the Strait of Gibraltar. This arrest was also assisted by the Gibraltar authorities. The tanker was said to carry crude oil to be sent to Syria. After hearing that an Iranian ship had been held by the British military, the country's foreign ministry summoned the British ambassador to Iran to be given an objection note. This detention coincides with the allegation that Iran had violated the limit of uranium enrichments in accordance with the 2015 agreement. Since this incident happened in the area of Spanish water, Spain submitted a report to the European Union that the shipping was considered to violate the sanction. Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Borrell said he had written to the Council and the European Commission that the ship was detained at the request of the United States. The European Union gave sanctions to Syria over the civil war. Meanwhile, Iran has been imposed sanctions by the United States on nuclear issues. The British military mission detained the Grace 1 ship after the ship entered the waters of Gibraltar. The tanker was found out based on the intelligence circling the African continent to avoid capture in the Mediterranean, even though Grace 1 could cut the distance by navigating the Suez Canal. This incident certainly made tensions in the Middle East escalate again, since the incident of ship has attacked in the Gulf region. The hope is that all parties will refrain from worsening the tensions that could trigger a more heated conflict in the region. That was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We start Today in History with event on July 5, 1946 as National Bank Day. PT Bank Negara Indonesia, or BNI, was established on July 5, 1946 as the first bank officially owned by Indonesian government. BNI had ever been functioned as a central bank and a public bank as stated in the Substitution Government Regulation No. 2/1946. Finally, it has operated as a commercial bank since 1955. Uang Republik of Indonesia, or ORI, was the first official payment instrument issued by the Indonesian government on October 3, 1946, and it was printed and circulated by Bank Negara Indonesia. The day is now commemorated as National Financial Day. Meanwhile, BNI's establishment day on July 5 is commemorated as National Bank Day. Now let's turn to the event of the issuance of the Presidential Decree on July 5, 1959. Presidential Decree of July 5, 1959 was a decree issued by the first President of Indonesia, Sukarno. This decree was motivated by failure of the Constituent Board to stipulate a new constitution, an alternative of the 1950 interim constitution. The constituent members began to convene on November 10, 1956. But in fact, until 1958, it had not succeeded in formulating the constitution expected. Meanwhile, some opinions of people to return to the 1945 constitution were getting stronger after the constituents failed to stipulate the 1945 constitution into the Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia. President Sukarno issued a decree announced in an official Kapeles on July 5, 1959 at 5 p.m. We end Today in History with event of first direct presidential elections on July 5, 2004. General elections in Indonesia were initially intended to elect members of the House of Representatives, the Provincial Regional People's Representative Council, and the Regency or City Regional Representative Council. After the Fourth Amendment of the 1945 Constitution in 2002, the election of the President and Vice President, which was originally carried out by the People's Consultative Assembly or MPR, was agreed to be done directly by the people, and from the people. For the first time, the Indonesian people carried out the election of the president and vice president directly by the people on July 5, 2004. The general election was followed by 24 political parties. That's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Awalnya ku selalu duluan memanggilmu. Sekarang diriku membisu. Canda tawa pernah menjadi bahasa kita. Namun semua telah berubah. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you. Dirimu buatku merasa yang terutama. Aku pun menganggap you're the love of my life. Ternyata kamu sudah bersama dia. Sudahlah aku menghilang saja. Lalu kamu bertanya, ada apa dengan diriku belakangan ini? Straight away I gotta say, melihat kekasihmu bersamamu, you know I envy you. Tentu ku kan cemburu kepadamu, 'cause I'm in love with you. Jangan cari diriku lagi, 'cause I envy you.
Well, listener, that was Sang, and you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In Indonesia Today's edition, I'd like to give you information about Indonesia and, of course, in my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program, My Indonesia. The topic of today's My Indonesia is Kulari ke Hutan is a message to protect forests for urban communities. An activity entitled Kulari ke Hutan 2019, which took place at Bung Karno Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday, was very festive. Kulari ke Hutan means I run into the forest. One of the important agendas of this activity was a tree adaptation program. Tree adaptation means donating amount of money to guard trees that have grown in the forest for decades. In addition, there was a fun run activity across the stadium as a symbol of the participant in the preservation of trees and forests. Co-founder of the movement Hutan Itu Indonesia and chief executive of Kulari ke Hutan 2019 program, Rinawati Eko, said that Hutan Itu Indonesia has a big dreams, so that everyone has to love the forest as an Indonesian identity. She also explained that Kulari ke Hutan is the program chosen to realize the dream and the target is urban communities. Rinawati Eko also pointed out in Jakarta on Sunday that Kulari ke Hutan was held on Sunday because running on Sundays such as Car Free Day has become a habit for urban communities, especially in Jakarta. On the occasion, they insert a message to protect the forest. According to Rina, the activity posed a challenge to the runners to go around Gelora Bung Karno Stadium as a symbol of the message to guard the forest. Each runner took a distance of 5 kilometers or one round, which was compared as the adoption of one tree to protect Indonesia's forest. The farther the distance traveled by the participant, the more number of trees adopted to protect Indonesian forest. In running, the farthest distance the participant could reach is 20 kilometers or 4 rounds, which were recorded by 4 runners. In addition, for participants who could take the first 5 kilometers, they would get an appreciation in the form of medals with basic materials of pallet waste and bracelet for each round. As we know that Hutan Itu Indonesia is an open movement made to convey positive messages to the community in a bid to protect and guard Indonesian forests. At present, Hutan Itu Indonesia has support from 40 partners and 400 volunteers spread throughout Indonesia. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekat aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara. Kembali.
Well, boy listener, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, at website www.voinews.id. Well, listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, nice to meet you again. In Indonesian Wonder for today's edition, I will introduce you Kasab Beach in Pacitan. Listener, for those who want to enjoy holidays in a beach, Pacitan is the right destination. Here, there is a wide range of beautiful beaches. If you would like to see a beach with white sand and beautiful coral reefs, Watu Karung, Srau, Klayar, and Kasab beaches can be your choices. But if you want a beach with full of tourism facilities and easily accessible, Telengria Beach can be an option because it is only about 3 kilometers from the center of Pacitan City, East Java. The edition of Indonesian Wonder for today introduces you one of the beaches with white sand and beautiful coral reefs, namely Kasab Beach. Kasab Beach is set like the small region of Raja Ampat in Pacitan because in this beach, you can see small islands like you see in Raja Ampat. There is a hill which serves you scenes of several green islands. The green meadows of the hill offer you similar charm with the Paionemo area in Raja Ampat. Besides, Kasab Beach has medium waves, so it is safe to swim on the beach or just play around. The sunset panorama is very beautiful to be enjoyed. Kasab Beach is located in Gumuharjo, Watu Karang, Pringkuku, Pacitan. To enter the beach, you must pay an entrance ticket about 17,000 rupiah per person. If you go to Kasab Beach, you can visit several tourism destinations in which those locations are nearby. One of them is the Maron River, which is located before Kasab Beach. Visiting the river, you can also try the river edge tourism activities. Well, listener, that's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition with the topic Kasab Beach in Pacitan. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Membiarkan hatimu jatuh di pelukanku, memaksa nuraniku untuk jatuh cinta. Sudah cukup waktuku mengenalmu, aku ingin membawamu lebih jauh. Membiarkan asmara bicara sejujurnya, melabuhkan rindu di antara kita. Warnai
cara sejujurnya melabuhkan rindu di antara kita.
Very much, Voice listener. We have listened a wonderful song, and you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. A listener would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happened in Indonesia.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in a miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you, students of Malang create hair care products from chicken feathers. Stay tuned. Five students from the Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Science Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, create hair care products from natural ingredients. The products use chicken feathers, apu-apu leaf, pistia stratiotis, aloe vera, cocoa powder, and apple cider vinegar. The products are called Profit. One team member, Alfu Shaban Al-Karim, explained that Profit is made from chicken feathers, which contain keratin that can keep hair cuticles strong, and apu-apu leaf extract contains flavonoids and terpenoids, which can make the treatment effect last long. Another ingredient, such as aloe vera, is used to treat dandruff, maintain pH, and accelerate hair growth. Cocoa powder becomes a natural dye and fragrance on Profit. Apple cider vinegar is used as a substitute for formalin to weaken the bonds of hydrogen and salt in the hair. Alfu added that keratin flavonoids and terpenoids, also as antioxidants, may repair damaged hair and make hair look shiny and easy to manage. Products with natural ingredients can be an alternative hair care product that is safer because it does not use formalin. He also explained that the use of formalin in keratin products can soften and straighten hair for weak and damaged hair. Profit has been tested by UB lecturers, students, and salon owners. Currently, Profit is undergoing the formalin stage test at the Malang Health Office. The product has been marketed through online sales service. The student's work also won the bronze medal in the Best Innovation category at the 2019 Young Scientist International Seminar and Expo. That was Miss Lenny for today. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku bisa terima meski harus terluka, karena ku terlalu mengenal hatimu. Aku telah merasa dari awal pertama, kau takkan bisa lama berpaling darinya. Jalani cinta begini, karena cinta tak akan ingkari, takkan terbagi. Kembalilah pada dirinya, biar ku yang mengalah. Aku terima. Setia mengkhianati dia, menduakan cinta.
Ternyata hatiku benar, cintamu hanyalah sekedar untuk sementara. Akhirnya kita harus memilih satu yang
Voice of Indonesia.
Wonderful song, And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, next segment, I'd like to give you information about the music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from Madura entitled Tanduk Majeng. Philosophically, the song has figurative meaning for the people of Madura who are most fishermen. They keep catching fish to provide a living for their families, even though their life is at risk. The song describes how happy the fisherman's family is after seeing widescreen from far. Certainly, their families have gone for days, and now they come home by carrying some fresh fish. The song also has a deep meaning on Maduranese people's character in implementing their daily life as fishermen. Their life as fishermen is so hard because they take risks at the sea. Sea for fishermen is the same with land for farmers, on which such place is to look for livelihood. But the sea has bigger challenges, and fishermen need power and spirit to conquer it. Well, listeners, here is the song Tanduk Majeng. Happy listening.
Ole, ole, para ona, ala jera. Ole, ole, ala jera ka Madura.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you very much for your attention. We'll give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id. And listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, or our Instagram account voice_of_Indonesia. And you can visit our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia or to our email voi@voinews.id.